The next patient is Donald Gordon. The last name is G-O-R-D-O-N. First name, Donald. Clinical case of a 50-year-old male that has a history of chronic kidney disease stage 3B that we evaluated back in 2021. The most likely situation is that the patient has hypertensive nephrosclerosis. The patient was referred by Dr. Beltre because there is an increase in the macroalbumin creatinine ratio from 48 to 110 in a 6 months span period. He continues to have a serum creatinine of 2.26 on January 23rd, 2023, with an estimated GFR of 34 and an increase in the macroalbumin creatinine ratio. Period. The patient has lost almost 50 pounds. He's down to 240 pounds. We started in 248 pounds. His blood sugar has been under control and the blood pressure today was 120 over 90. Period. We had the renal ultrasound in which there was some cortical thinning with a multicystic disease bilaterally that we have to reevaluate. At this point, my recommendation is a very low sodium diet, less than 2 grams in 24 hours, a fluid restriction that is going to be according to the body weight, but 50 to 60 ounces in 24 hours. This patient works in the outdoors, so we cannot implement a fluid restriction. And the plant-based diet is implemented. We discussed that at length during this evaluation. This is going to make an impact in the kidney function, and we are going to reevaluate this down the road. Number two, arterial hypertension, that is borderline control. We are going to ask the patient to follow a log and take the medications as prescribed. Following number, he has a remote history of gout. He's taking allopurinol 300 milligrams on a daily basis. That is another contributory factor for the loss in kidney function. Following number, hyperlipidemia on statins. Following number, borderline blood sugar. He has maintained a hemoglobin A1C that is around 6% all the time. The reevaluation will be done in a couple of months. And we invested reviewing the referral 12 minutes in the face-to-face 25 minutes in the documentation 7 minutes.